Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide...
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3:06 p.m. on June 16th, 2023. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late due to the 145 that was supposed to come at the production SkyTrain station did not show up. Welcome to episode 23 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, updates on the cancellation of SFU football, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, scores from the BC Premier Baseball, Northwest Leagues, and breaking news on the Surrey Police transition. I would like to provide corrections from the last week's show. On June 7th, the SFU Athletics announced its swimming and wrestling teams will join the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference as associate members effective this fall. Also on the same day, I claimed Christy Elliott of the SFU football as the first ever player for SFU, when I actually meant Elliott as the first ever female athlete to play for the SFU football. One day later, on June 8th, I said the SFU football boosters called out the SFU athletics for announcing its swimming and track and field teams joining the athletic conference, when in fact SFU swimming and wrestling teams will join the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference as associate members effective this fall. I apologize for the errors. First band today is Sharon Bailey's Play Me a Song with Are You Ready? Sorry for some technical difficulties. The mouse doesn't want to really move. Did not want to move from computer, computers from left to the right. Oh, now it's there. So now Sharon Bailey's Play Me a Song. Are you ready?
Thank you.
That was Are You Ready from Sharon Bailey's Play Me a Song. Sorry for having my mic on for a while. Today has been very crazy day. Next up is Ellen Soft's. Just a minute, please. What the hell? Next up is Ellen Soft's Mythic Hymnal. The following content will be up after the following messages. Ellen Soft will be after the next message.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. The second song is Ian Soft, Mythic Hymnal. Here is Changing Shapes at the Gate.
Thank you.
I'd like to discuss the SFU Athletics and the cancellation of SFU football. On June 13th, the SFU Athletics website posted that Bob Copeland, an independent special advisor hired by the SFU administration, provided his interim recommendation after working with 275 people, including student athletes, staff, and the SFU Football Alumni Society. Copeland concluded that it is not viable for SFU football to play exhibition games this year due to logistical and safety concerns. The SFU administration has accepted Bob Copeland's recommendation. The final report is expected in September, which will evaluate whether SFU football will return for September 2024. For the record, SFU football had one season left in the Texas-based Lone Star Conference with a complete schedule, but the SFU administration pulled a plug on the team on April 4th, followed by an injunction application from five athletes denied in the BC Supreme Court on May 11th. Today, Stacy Fournier, who had been leading the SFU Red Leafs softball as an interim head coach, has been selected as the full-time head coach for SFU softball.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Logan Stats, A Light in the Attic. The track is 6 miles. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Our people will not be defined by our traumas. The connection that we have to these lands and waters and, of course, to each other is far greater than anything that they can do to us. They've tried to beat it out of us. They've tried to over-incarcerate us, residential school it out of us. But it remains. Land back is an invitation. An invitation to those that have been lost. All the brothers and sisters that have been stolen from our nations. And there are many that we are calling home. For us, we've been fighting for land back since contact. Our fight here in Six Nations has been about our 6 miles on each side of that Grand River. And now, that 6 miles, well, that was just the beginning.
We're it all back, just take it away. Don't you take it away, give it all back. Give it all back, just take it away. Don't you take it away.
Welcome to the second half of episode 23. In the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, scores from the BC Premier Baseball Northwest Leagues, and breaking news on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Kareem Suleiman and Sean Shebe's Broken Branches with says time stands still.
Time stands still.